You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Treva Barham, Director of the Center for Counseling at Laterno. Take a listen.
I just wanted to share a little bit about how I ended up here. I really feel like in a lot of ways, God kind of orchestrated and ordered my steps to be here. I was introduced to Laterno. I attended a different institution, but my husband actually transferred to Laterno and attended as a student. And so I was familiar with the campus and student life and the vision and mission of Laterno in his time and being a student here. One of the things that, as I was in the mental health profession and in grad school, I knew that I eventually wanted to work in higher education. I served in a counseling center on the campus of the school that I was attending myself, and I had the opportunity to work with college students in my counseling when I was there and really loved that experience and initially thought I was actually going to go into teacher education when I first started school and switched my major to psychology. And so higher ed education was always kind of a part of my vision for my future. And so as we were living here locally in Longview, my husband was attending Laterno. I had completed graduate school and was working in the field before he had finished school. And I was learning through the situation that I was in professionally that I didn't really want to continue down that path. Sometimes in professional development, we understand the places we would like to serve and sometimes learn the places that we're maybe not as called. And that was the season that I was in, where I was seeing what God had called me to do within the field of psychology and mental health and within counseling. And I started pursuing and thinking about what are some of my other options. And with the introduction to Laterno, I noticed there was an advertisement for a position. And I looked at my husband and I even said, this is my position and my dream job, and I am going to get this position. And he told me he hoped so. And so I ended up applying, included my packet. And little did I know that I had actually been introduced to the person I was submitting my application to through a series of unfortunate circumstances with some tragedy here locally, but I was introduced to him. And so I actually referenced that and said, hey, you know, I've met you. It was an unfortunate circumstance, but I'm interested in this position. My husband is a student and would love to be considered. And so as I walked through the interview process, I felt an overwhelming peace. It was a day-long interview with multiple groups of people and committees, and even lunch was an interview. But all through the day, I really felt the presence of the Lord and felt like He was with me all through every step and through every, even though it was an interview, I really felt the presence of the Lord, even in the people that had interviewed me and in all of the questions. It really just felt like a conversation. And so as I left, I was tired from the rigor of the day, but I felt an overwhelming sense of peace and just calm, and knowing that if it was somewhere God wanted me to serve, then that would work out and those steps would also be ordered. But I was proud of what had been accomplished that day, and not only professionally, but also in just connection and community with people. And was also proud with my husband being a student for the community that he was a part of that I was able to experience with engaging the leadership in those various interviews and those various levels. And so as I ended, and I told him, I said, I think I have a fairly good chance here. And that's how I kind of began my journey. And when I was hired and I came initially, one of the colleagues that actually interviewed me said, from that very moment, we really knew that God had ordained and ordered this and really had saved this position for you in a lot of ways. And so I was able to serve initially in the student life area. I worked with retention and peer advising and tutoring programs and worked with students that were undecided, as well as the Cornerstones program, and really enjoyed being a part of the first introduction and first steps to Laterno. And in a season of life where we started our family, I stepped away from Laterno for a little time. And we now have four boys. And so in that time, we started our family. And then there was the opportunity for me to return to Laterno. And I had the opportunity to come and be a part of the counseling center and mentor our graduate interns, and as well as start to build my own clientele within the community. we have an amazing privilege of being on a college campus. We serve our students, and yet we also serve our community. And so we provide sliding scale counseling to our local community here in Longview. And so we bring the community to Laterno. And so they have an introduction to the vision and the mission and the light that we are here and the heart we have for our local community as well. And so I've cumulatively been here two different times for about 11 years and really feel it a privilege to serve and to be called and to really be a light in Longview. And a lot of people are sometimes not aware of all that we offer. And it really is a privilege to bring some of that awareness into our local Longview community. In working with our counseling program, we have an amazing privilege as well to consider what it means to provide mental health services and counseling with a faith integration, where we are able to help educate students on how they can incorporate faith principles and spirituality into the work that they do. And sometimes some people think, well, with counseling, even in our field, there's sometimes some angst with how to incorporate spirituality into psychology, and sometimes they don't always play nice in the same playground. And so it's an amazing privilege to be able to help our students find their rhythm and their understanding of what that looks like, and have the safety in a place like Laterno to be able to incorporate our own beliefs and understanding of how God works in our life, while also educating our students within the mental health field and from a very professional perspective. And sometimes that's not an easy task. And each person has to find their own journey in the midst of that. And at the same time, educating our students that even if a person doesn't share the same beliefs that you do, how can you bring reconciliation and ministry to their life, even if it's not a location, whether it's a professional setting that you're not even able to bring up ideas and issues of spirituality into it because ethically it would not be appropriate. How can you still be a person of faith and have that perspective that informs how you are a counselor, even if you're not able to integrate that into the actual counseling room and into the counseling relationship? Because God uses us. So even if we're not overtly able to share how He works in our own story or how He's working in their story because they're not in that place or they don't share those beliefs, God still meets us there and still works through our presence and the wisdom that can come through counseling, and even the relationship, the reconciliation and the redemption that can come through developing a relationship. And for some people, that's the first time they've been able to build and develop a healthy relationship with someone. And we have the opportunity to be that light in the community, even if we're not able to overtly integrate that into that relationship. When I think about working with our students and helping them develop as mental health professionals and in the field, some of the things that are really important to us is that they work excellently in all things, that we bring a professionalism and an expertise, and that our students feel equipped and capable of working in any environment and in working in any situation with whatever clientele and niche that they are called to work with, that they feel equipped and competent and professional in all respects. Excellence is something that is essential in our field. We have an ethical code that we are bound by. And so outside of even having a Christian worldview and integrity that comes with that, and a moral perspective and moral compass, we have an ethics that we are required to follow. And so we want our students to be able to be stewards of that responsibility and be excellent in all things and contribute not only in their small niche, but to their greater understanding of what it means within our field. So even as they go to conferences and they are interacting in the workplaces across the world, that they bring a professionalism and an expertise in that, where people are even wondering, how were you trained and where were you trained? Where it brings even a curiosity because they're executing their counseling and their networking and their professionalism, even with colleagues. So not only with clients, but also with colleagues, where they're maintaining healthy relationships and they're collaborating well with those around them while maintaining an ethical responsibility and serving excellently in every aspect of the field.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Laterno University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Laterno's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Laterno University, visit letu.edu/snapshots. Make sure to follow Laterno University on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at m3studios@letu.edu.